Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. It is summertime and the grilling is easy. It can be interesting, too, more than just hamburgers and tofu dogs. Our friends from Bon Appetit magazine are here to take us through their July issue, which is dedicated to grilling light and delicious summer meals that are also perfect for entertaining. Andy Baragani is the senior food editor, and Molly Baz is the senior associate food editor at Bon Appetit. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
And first, I have to say this. According to NYC.gov, if you are grilling or barbecuing in New York City, quote, the grill must be at least 10 feet away from anything that could catch fire, including building walls, deck surfaces, and furniture. The kind of outdoor space you can barbecue in depends on the type of grill you're working with. No matter where you're grilling, you are legally obligated to have immediate access to a fire extinguisher, water supply, or sand when grilling. And this is the part when the people in the suburbs laugh.
Yes, safety first.
Safety first. And also it's about whether you have a terrace or a balcony, but all that info is at nyc.gov, just so you know, folks. Let's get to the food. All right, Andy, you say that we should possibly be marinating after we grill.
Yes, this story is actually by our very much beloved co-worker, or I should say former co-worker, Claire Saffitz. She wrote a story in the June-July issue, Marinate After Grilling. And the whole concept is you grill your meats, vegetables, and then afterwards that's when you marinate them. And they get kind of pick up all the juices, herbs, aromatics. That's the way she kind of approached the story.
And it's a technique, it's called, say it for me, escabeche?
Escabeche, yeah, escabeche.
So why is it better?
Some
people think it's better.
Well, some people think it's better. For that, she grilled, it was skin-on snapper fillets, and then she marinated in this kind of spicy, acidic mixture of chilies, vinegar, a pinch of sugar for balance, a little bit of oil, I think a little bit of garlic, shallots, and it just was kind of picked up, the fish was able to pick up that flavor rather than if you were marinated before, the acid might firm up the fish a little bit. It might cook the fish a bit, and you wouldn't want it to be ceviche, so in this case.
By the way, listeners, if you want to get in on this conversation, you want to let us know what you're grilling this holiday weekend, or if you have some questions, you can give us a call, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. We are talking seasonal grilling with our friends from Bon Appetit magazine. So I wanted to start with the seafood, because I think a lot of people are a little nervous about grilling seafood.
They shouldn't be.
That's what you say. So when you're grilling seafood, give us a couple of techniques to make sure things turn out A-okay, and then we'll go through some recipes.
So I would say the first thing is you need to create a non-stick surface, whether it's charcoal or gas grill. And the first thing is you want to work with a clean grill. You want your grates to be clean. The easiest way to clean your grates is when your grill is turned on and it's hot. So I would preheat your grill and then take a grill brush, swipe it against the grates, get it really clean. And then before you throw in any of your meats or seafood, vegetables, I would slick the grates with a neutral oil. When I say neutral oil, that means vegetable oil, peanut oil, sunflower oil, just so it doesn't burn, but also doesn't give off a bad flavor.
What would be one that would give off a flavor?
I wouldn't use extra virgin olive oil to create the non-stick cooking surface. And then once you slick the grits, then I would throw in your fish, whether it's a whole fish or skin-on fillet. I wouldn't use a skinless fillet of fish. I think the skin acts as like a protective barrier between the flesh of the fish and the grates of the grill. You can grill squid. I love grilling squid. I think it's super delicious. Shrimp, scallops, which are on the cover for this issue. I'm a big fan of grilled seafood.
So when you grill squid, because I love squid as well, what are some tricks for grilling squid? It's hard to say.
So I leave the body whole, and I just separate the tentacles from the bodies, and then I toss them separately with a little bit of oil and a little bit of garlic. Usually I'll do like a one clove of garlic that's been finely grated or pounded to a paste, with about 2 tablespoons of oil, and then I'll toss the bodies with that, or the tentacles, with this kind of garlic oil. That's partly just so it doesn't stick to the grates, but also for flavor, the garlic. I really like just a touch of garlic. It kind of Goes really well with the squid. And then once I grill the squid, which happens really, really quickly, the bodies will take maybe a minute to a minute and a half. The tentacles.
Oh, that's it? Wow.
Yeah, squid, it's like the rule for squid is usually you either go low and slow, whether if you're cooking it, let's say you're braising or slow roasting. But then if you're grilling, it just should take like even, it depends on how big, but you can go for, I would say a minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the other nice thing about grilling seafood is, generally speaking, it's pretty quick process. So nothing's staying on the grill for longer than maybe 15 or 20 minutes if you're talking a whole fish, which allows you then to use your coals again for, say, your sides and vegetables and other things. So it's a nice way to maximize time with hot coals by using something that cooks really quickly, like seafood.
And also lets you, as the host, have some time with your guests.
Exactly.
As opposed to
you're not slaving.
That's if you want to be with your guests.
That's if you want to be with your guests. My guests are Andy Baragani and Molly Boz. They are from Bon Appetit magazine. We're talking about grilling, doing some more interesting things than just hamburgers and hot dogs this holiday season. If you'd like to get in on the action, our number is 212-433-9692. 212-433-WNYC. If you want to talk grilling, anything you particularly, a recipe you like, recipe you have, or if you have a question. All right, so here's one. This is interesting. Grilled shrimp with turmeric mojo sauce.
Yes.
All right, so it's got garlic, habaneros, ginger, fresh lime, orange juice, sugar, rice vinegar, turmeric, vegetable oil, kosher salt, 1.5 pounds large shrimp, flaky sea salt. Okay, so do you do the whole things? The whole big, do you do the heads on with the shrimp? Do you clean the shrimp? What do you do?
You definitely, I remove the shell. I leave the tails on. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be difficult for most people to find a head on shrimp. So we're just going to go with it where it's just like headless, remove the shells, leave the tails on. And then you're creating I wouldn't even call it a marinade. It's really, let's say, a quick marinade that doubles as a sauce at the end. So what you're doing is you're pureeing the garlic, the chilies, the ginger, the lime juice, the orange juice and the sugar and the vinegar and turmeric, and you're creating this kind of slightly sweet, sour, tropical flavored spicy sauce. And then you pour about, I think, a third to a half of it over the shrimp, give it a toss, season with salt, and then throw it on the grill. And the sugar from the orange juice and a little bit of additional sugar will help caramelize the shrimp, and it will get nice and lightly charred. And then once it's cooked through, you serve it with the remaining sauce. And it's like this deep orange hue from the turmeric, and it's really delicious and fresh and very, very easy.
Molly, how do you keep the shrimp? If you had a shrimp that's been cooked too long, it's like a wad of gum. It's really chewy and not in the good way.
Yeah.
How do you keep that from happening? What's your suggestion?
Well, shrimp can overcook in an instant. And mm-hmm. So it's important that you're cooking over medium high heat when you're cooking shrimp, because you don't want to have to leave them on too long, and you want to get a good char and that good caramelization that Andy was referring to mm-hmm. quickly before they cook on the inside. So adding something like sugar to that marinade in the beginning will actually help expedite the process of caramelizing the outside.
Oh, interesting.
Before the inside overcooks. And I generally tend to pull my shrimp off the grill or out of the pan, however I'm cooking them, when they're like medium, you could say, and not totally cooked through, because you always have to account for carryover cooking, which is the cooking that happens from the heat that is already retained in the shrimp and will still continue to happen after it's off the grill.
All right, let's take a couple calls. Corinne is calling us from Ridgewood. Hi, Corinne.
Hi, Corinne. Hi, Corinne. Listen to me. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Corinne, and I'm calling about scallops.
Scallops.
How to grill them. What would be sort of the least offensive marinade to put them in? I have 4 small children. I'd like to introduce them to seafood, but I thought scallops would be a good kind of first experience, given that it's not too fishy and seems relatively easy to cook, but maybe I'm wrong.
Corinne, they just gave each other a knowing look, like, scallops, we got you.
Andy actually just finished grilling some scallops in the test kitchen about an hour ago, so I'm going to let him field this one.
So I would say when it comes to scallops, first off, you need to know what scallops you're choosing. You want to go with scallops that are labeled dry scallops, and that just means that they're not in a salt solution, salt water solution. Those will be labeled wet scallops, and you don't want to go with those because they won't pick up that that the char from the grill grates. They won't pick up that deep brown color. But the easiest way to grill them is to skewer them. So I like to use skewers, but I use two skewers. Molly's laughing at me because she thinks I say skewers in a funny way.
He doesn't pronounce it properly.
I thought it was just me.
No.
As someone who just pronounces things.
I blame my parents. I'm first generation
skewer.
American.
He means skewer.
So this is just a typical day at Bon Appetit, really. me being made fun of. So I use two skewers.
There you go. Well done.
When I am grilling scallops. And I usually will thread 3 to 4 scallops for two skewers. And then they'll take about 2 to 3 minutes per side. When it comes to marinating them, I really do a kind of simple approach. The ones that we have on the cover for this month, it's just ground ginger, ground coriander, and nori that's been ground to a powder and a little bit of oil. But really kind of any seasoning or spice that you like, you can go with. It could just be a little bit of grated garlic and oil, as I mentioned before, for like we did with squid. But I would keep it rather simple, especially if you're going to give it to kids. I think going simple is best.
Corinne,
yes.
Good luck.
Yes, thank you.
Let's go to Dean, who is calling us from Long Beach. Hi, Dean.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for calling. What's your question for our friends from Bon Appetit?
Real quick, it seems that a common problem I have while grilling with friends and family is that, normally we're preparing other things, getting the table set up and having a few libations as well. So one problem I always have is keeping the food warm in between the time that we take it off the grill and put it on the table. And I've tried to like put it on the top rack to keep it a little hotter, but then, especially with like thinner pieces of meat, it seems that they overcook.
Keeping the food warm while you're getting everything together.
I think that you obviously, when you're crafting a meal around grilling, it's important to think about the kinds of things that you're going to include in that meal that can sit out at room temperature and aren't suffering for it. So we think a lot about room temperature sides. And if you do all of those in advance and have those on the table, then the last thing that you really need to work on is just, grilling that flank steak. But I also personally don't mind a room temperature steak on a hot night, and especially if you're going to treat it as we did in this issue where we marinate after grilling, it's just going to sit for 15, 20, 30 minutes off the grill and soak up all of that delicious marinade. And even if it's room temperature, there's so much flavor that's being added in that amount of time that I almost feel like it outweighs the downside of it being hot off the grill. And then on the other hand, I sort of like to think of grilling nights as more casual dining experiences. And so it's okay if things are coming out at different times and, you're having some of your sides and your salads first, and then you pause, throw something on the grill, or hamburgers are coming off every 5 minutes or so and people are milling around. Try and take a more casual approach to eating when it comes to grilling, because you can't always control fire.
Good advice, Dean. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too. I'm happy for it.
Thanks. Bye. And let's slide a call in from Wes. This is Wes, who's calling us from Westport, Connecticut. Hi, Wes. Thanks for calling all of it.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great. What's going on?
So I'm looking to grill some soft-shell crab this weekend to pair with cream-based sauce, angel hair pasta. And I'm wondering how you think I should prepare the crab for grilling.
These guys have just sat up straight with big smiles on their faces. They're impressed with your plans, I think.
Molly, I don't know what you want.
I never grill soft shell crab. I'm usually
frying it,
like shallow frying it, battering it, because it's so delicate. But I think that you wouldn't treat it very differently than you would, say, like shell on shrimp, which is to say, don't cook it for very long, cook it over medium high heat, and do a really simple sort of like olive, garlic,
some chili. I would like some
heat on that. Little bit of heat beforehand. And then I don't know, I personally feel like this might be a great moment then to make some sort of a yummy like aioli that you would then serve it over. Do you have an aioli on your scallop dish?
I do. Well, I have, it's not the scallop dish, and I think also I have a clam dish that has, but it's not aioli in the sense that you're making a proper aioli with an egg yolk and oil. I thought, how many people are going to be doing that at home? But a really easy way is just taking good mayonnaise, adding a little bit of olive oil, extra like good olive oil to it, and then I like to add a little bit of grated garlic, some lemon juice, lemon zest, and that's like just kind of already like a nice sauce to go along with it. But you could add herbs, you could make it spicy, you could more make it more acidic, but it's a really nice kind
probably
of...
Probably want to serve it with lemons.
Yes.
And then serve your pasta alongside. I would say probably keep them separate and not try and then incorporate the grilled soft shell crabs into the angel hair pasta.
Keep it separate, but I also would, once your pasta is cooked, I would toss it with a little bit of butter just so the noodles don't stick to each other. Angel hair tends to do that very quickly.
All right, Wes, you've got your marching orders. Thanks for calling in.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
My guests are Andy Baragani and Molly Baz from Bon Appetit. We're talking about summer grilling as the 4th of July weekend approaches. We have a lot of people who listen who are vegetarians. You've got a sweet and spicy grilled summer squash here. What do you need to do? I mean, everybody, there's so many zucchinis in the world.
There's
during
a lot
the summer,
of zucchinis.
There's so much zucchini in the world. What do you do to make this different?
So I will say, I think we've all experienced the kind of sad summer squash or zucchini that just kind of lightly grilled or over grilled and just limp and watery and has no flavor. My trick was to take your squash, cut it in half, and then create this pattern that we call like a crosshatch pattern. And then that just kind of exposes the flesh so that the salt and the marinade can get really in there. I season the squash with a bit of salt to draw out some of the water. That way it's less watery at the end, but then also so it can pick up that marinade. The marinade itself is super simple. It's just honey, vinegar. In this case, it's unseasoned rice vinegar, some soy sauce, and then I use some hot sauce, a hot chili paste, a sambal. You can use kind of any chili paste that you like. And I cook that, just reduce it just to make it a little bit thicker in consistency. And then I throw the squash on the grill and glaze them up with the sauce. And then I just kind of keep turning them and they end up becoming like sticky and really glazy and charred and pick up a lot of flavor. And then I finish them with a little bit more of the sauce. Cilantro, sesame seeds, and they just look really cool and very graphic-y and very different from, I think, a lot of other squash dishes we might have seen.
And it sounds like getting that water out in the beginning makes a
huge difference. Even if you don't do the marinade or the sauce, like I think that's a big thing to do to season them ahead of time to get some of that water out.
Are there any of the vegetarian proteins which do better on the grill? Tempeh, seitan, any ones you think for people who want to throw something down for folks?
I think firm tofu, I think, works. If you want to take like a firm tofu block and then pat it dry to get any excess water out and then cut it into like thick slabs, like 3/4 to 1 inch slabs, you could do that. I think also like putting a cast iron or a plancha or griddle on the grates. So it's so you create a kind of flat surface so there's no room. I think that would be really nice.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't choose anything softer than a firm tofu just because of how delicate it is. But really, any of the vegetarian proteins could be treated just the way any of these recipes in the magazine are for meat or for seafood. And you can marinate before and afterwards just the way you would if it were, say, grilled shrimp or a flank steak.
You have a chicken recipe for everybody likes chicken. This is spicy coconut grilled chicken thighs. Has to be thighs?
Doesn't have to be thighs. Could
but you prefer thighs.
I think that one of the only ways that I really like to cook boneless, skinless chicken thighs is on the grill. Normally, when I eat chicken thighs or cook them on the stovetop or in the oven, they're skin on and bone in. But skin has a tendency to flare up very quickly on the grill and burn and shrivel up and shrink. So I think that skinless thighs actually work really well on the grill and they pick up some good charring on the surface. This recipe is sort of similar to some of the recipes that Andy was referencing, in that you are marinating the chicken in this like very vibrant, spicy, sweet, salty, coconutty dressing, and then grilling it and taking that remaining dressing, that marinade that it's been sitting in, and reducing it on the stovetop to really concentrate the flavors. And once that's reduced, you then glaze the chicken thighs with the dressing again. So it's kind of getting doubled down in flavor as you reduce it and glaze it.
Let's talk about what fruits you can grill, which ones work well. What do you think for dessert, if people want to just have like sort of a grilled fruit thing?
All right, Molly's giving me a face because I don't think she's a big fan of grilled fruit.
I'm not a huge grilled fruit
all
girl.
Right.
But I will say, I don't mind. I think stone fruit are really the fruits,
the fruits
to go with. So that when I say stone fruit, that means peaches, plums, apricots. I really love those fruits on the grill. I think just kind of cutting them in half, putting a little bit of neutral oil, or even actually olive oil, a lighter olive oil, not light olive oil, but an olive oil that has a lighter flavor. Mm-hmm. And then just lightly grill them, and just so their sugars concentrate and they become caramelized, and just serving them over maybe vanilla ice cream or a dollop of whipped cream, even unsweetened whipped cream. You probably don't, if you, it's probably sweet enough where you don't need sugar in the whipped cream. Mascarpone, creme fraiche.
I could see a world in which I might grill pineapple.
Grilled pineapple is actually pretty very delicious. Yeah.
Sounds really
good. I'm for that.
I'm going to just read the title of this recipe because we're almost out of time, and that way people will go find it in Bon Appetit. Sour cream and onion potato salad. Come on now.
That, right.
That'll
say that just sold itself.
Would send me running, let me tell you. Andy Baragani and Molly Baz, they are both from Bon Appetit magazine. Thank you so much for walking us through some summer grilling.
Thanks for having us.
Happy 4th of July holiday to you. Everybody, you're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I will meet you at the top of the hour.